on. I am Chris Cahill, broadcasting live from Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. That's www.skidrowstudios.com, real radio on the internet. And the show, my show tonight, it's called Psychic Every Day. And welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you're listening live, and thank you for listening to this, if you get it as a podcast later, you can find me here Wednesdays at 7 o'clock Pacific time on Skid Row Studios. And if you're unable to make the live show, you can go to iTunes and you can subscribe to my show or download it as a free podcast. It's fun to show up live because I give live readings on the air during my shows, and I will be doing that again tonight. So let's see, what is tonight? Oh, it's May 15th, 2013. And I'm doing a part two tonight with something I started last week. So just a quick little hello to that. Last week I did a show about being psychic. It was really fun. And it's something that when I signed off, I said, wow, I could do this show. You know, I could do so many versions of this and just do this, do 12, you know, parts of being psychic. I decided to make tonight part two. And what I will be focusing on in tonight's show is how to be safe while being psychic. Being safe, being psychic, that's kind of a big deal. And it's also very important. And it makes the difference between being and having your abilities and being able to use them for yourself or work with them or not. Sometimes you just don't want to, or it's hard to get to them because you haven't been feeling really safe with them. So we'll get more into that in just a couple minutes. Just want to give you a couple heads up. One, the phone number here. So if you're going to want to call in during the show and get a quick little mini reading, the number here is 1-800-893-9562. About me, I am a full-time psychic. This is what I do. I'm a clairvoyant. I read energy. I work with people all the time. It's my full-time profession. I give readings. I also teach. I write. I'm an artist. And I love doing a radio show. And I love making recordings. So if you want to find out more about me, you can visit my website at chriscahill.com. And that's chriscahill.com. I also have a blog called Psychic Every Day. And you can find that at psychiceveryday.com. And again, here I am, Wednesdays. So usually the shows are live, and you'll always hear me say that when they are. Let me get a little bit into this. Before I start taking my first caller, I want to just talk a little bit about what this will be tonight, what I want to go into a little. So the whole discussion about being psychic and having your own energy and your own psychic energy, that's kind of what I really focus on. I'm very interested in helping people see that they do have psychic abilities. It's not something that's out there separate and weird from you. It is something that is natural and normal and part of being a human being. And you were born with them. Now, being psychic means being sensitive to energy. You've heard me say this in a number of different shows. If you've been listening or if you've been following the show for a bit, it's something that is included. It came with you. And, you know, those abilities that you arrived with into this lifetime. And it certainly wasn't the first time you had them. So if you want to be able to turn those abilities on or to be able to control them or have them and use them to have fun with, it's nice to be safe. If you're having a difficult time being safe with the energy that you are aware of or that you become conscious of, you know, so if being psychic means being sensitive to and aware of energy, sometimes it might be that you're just really sensitive to energy, but you haven't been safe enough being so. You haven't been able to, you know, feel calm enough with some of the energy you're noticing. So feeling safe in your body can make all the difference between you having your abilities available to use and not. If you're not feeling safe, you'll have a difficult time having being psychic. So you can be psychic and resist it, or you could already be being sensitive to something, or you could really want to have them and turn them on, but you're wondering, how do I do that and how do I make it work? So there, that's what we'll be getting into a lot more tonight. I do have a caller. I'd like to take my first call and I'll give you a little reading. So who's here? Hi there. Hi, welcome. Hi. What's your name?
Lauren.
Lauren, is this the first time you've called in?
It sure is, and I'm excited to be here.
I'm glad you're here. Where are you calling from?
Culver City.
Oh, great. Well, welcome. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Well, what can I do for you? Do you have a comment, or did you have a question, something I can look at with in regards to tonight's theme?
Sure. Well, you know, I just love the topic, and I recently have definitely been having more psychic awareness, if you would. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious, actually, how that relates to fear and also to a strange cough I've had for 3 or 4 years. For some reason, I feel like there's some kind of connection, and doctors can't figure it out, and I'm wondering if you have any insights.
I absolutely do, because that is something I have experienced off and on for years, and I know the energy, and I know, and it's different for everybody, but the picture that I see for you, and I'm going to look at you, not me here, but it's kind of fun to look at that, because I've had that in the past. When I first started turning on my abilities, that was a big deal. That was something that showed up. So let me just take a look at that, and first of all, are you conscious, or are you aware of your chakras and energy system? Do you pay attention to that stuff at all?
Very much so. It's always made a lot of sense to me.
Good. Yeah. Then you're already right there with it. The fifth chakra, as you know, then, is your communication center. And also what I see is one of the big places you're working on being able to have more of your freedom or let's say, you know, permission to express on the level of being psychic. So express to others or even within your own internal voice. But I also see an energy of you getting jammed up at the fifth chakra by some energies that are not yours.
Sure.
So that would be at the neck and the throat. It's not really just the lungs, but there is a connection on a fourth chakra level, which includes heart, lungs, you know, et cetera. And they're fine. You know, it's not like there's anything wrong with the body. It's just the picture of energy you've been trying to sort of choke out or cough out of your space for a long time. And so I see a couple of different things. First of all, A, hello to you. You're very clairvoyant. B, fifth chakra is the clairaudient. So the ability to hear and hear energy clearly and speak clearly and all of that.
I smell things too.
Yeah, and that's crown chakra. And also your intuition sits at the fifth chakra. So it looks like what you have is like a lot of stuff trying to work at once. And you're also really trying to have these abilities in this lifetime safely so that you can bring in more of what you know for you, like, you know, knowing yourself, being safe to know you. So it's really kind of fun where you're working, even though you've had that strange cough and all the rest of it. I don't see that as something to be concerned about. It's more about something that your body is saying, this is where the jam up is. And the picture is this, that all these vehicles are trying to get on the freeway to get out of town on a holiday weekend, and everything gets jammed up. And it's, you know how that is, like with all the little arteries, like feeding into a bigger road. And that's part of it. It looks like there's always stuff like trying to get out. But it also looks like there's always stuff trying to get in to your space. So a couple things. One thing that looks like it helps, because I'm reading the bigger picture, but there's actually a much more personal small picture. And the personal small picture is paternal. And the energy that comes with it is like patriarchal or paternal, says you're not supposed to say certain things. You're not supposed to know those things and then speak them. We don't talk about that stuff. So does that make sense to you?
Of course it does.
I knew it would, but and also because you've been working this stuff for a while, so you're more aware of that than somebody else might be willing to be. And yeah. I think that's great. But what I see is saying hello to the energy and finding some amusement with it. You know, like, okay, there it is. I'm hitting the rules. What am I not supposed to say? I'm, you know, being an uppity. You know, like not, first of all, having psychic abilities in the body at all. And second of all, being a woman with that power. And again, men have it too. And a lot of men hit the same energy. They hit the same energy at the throat. And it might even be maternal, you know, but it's an energy of don't speak, don't say it. For you, what I see is you taking a step with this and being able to start to clear this out. Say hello to your body. Get in the body. So it's not that you're completely out of your body, but it looks like when you hit some of this stuff, you kind of tend to go up into the higher realm of where your energy is. And sometimes you forget to ground it. And it'll be really useful to find, you know, get some tools or really get in and work with some of the grounding levels. And then saying hello to when you speak to your throat or you communicate with your, you know, that channel right behind the neck and the shoulder area, the neck area, that all gets jammed up. And if you can find a way to really work with earth, you know, you may do it already. You don't look like an ungrounded person to me, but it just looks like the getting the stuff that you have into the body is really your next step. Do you work anything like that already?
You know, I do daily meditations and a lot of movements. I do healing myself. I'm certainly open.
Well, go to my website and download the grounding meditation. It's free.
I did, and I love it.
Good, good.
I love it.
Good. Then you already know about what I'm talking about. That is the key to get started with here. That is the thing that will get you going with this. You can ground your throat. Ground, you know, at the first chakra, but ground your throat and start to just, wherever the cough is, the jam up, you know, because it's not there all the time. It comes and goes, doesn't it?
It's gotten a lot better.
Yeah. Say hello to it and say goodbye. Ground it out. Say, you know, just keep looking and seeing, what is this? And a good question you can start to ask yourself is, what am I not supposed to look at right now? And have some amusement about it. Because that's part of it. You know, clairvoyance is not polite. That's the best part.
It's a little shocking, actually.
Isn't it great?
Right.
Well, you had it turned wide on when you were a child, and you probably got it shut down a little bit for you.
Absolutely.
That looks like people who were frightened to are in adult bodies who were your parents. So what you can do is start to get it back on and not blame them and, you know, nothing about that. It's just simply like, okay, it's protection. It comes in as protection, so go have it.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Good. Thank you so much for calling and for listening, Lauren. I appreciate it. Enjoy. Okay, bye. I'm so glad I got that call first, because that's really a great example about what I'm talking about here. Some of the things I want to bring up in this show that I've already intended to bring up in the show came up in that reading. Being safe enough to be psychic, well, that includes being able to access your own abilities and have them and use them to heal yourself with. Sometimes you run into a little bit of energy along the way, but you do with anything. So when people come to me and ask me about their abilities, or they, you know, might have different ways that those abilities have turned on, and they're excited about it, or they're a little trepidatious, or it's a little freaky, or it's they wish they would turn on more, or how do I make this work in my life? All of that's valid. But for you, you're, and I'm just speaking to you individually, whoever you are who's listening, when you start to work with this for yourself, the key is not to try to be how someone else is being, but to find out how you are being, how you want to be, how you want to have your own energy and your abilities working for you, because that would be the key for you. And that's what makes it work. And I'll get more into that here in just the next few minutes. I just want to give you a little bit of a heads up. I'm Chris Cahill. It's Psychic Every Day at SkidRowStudios.com. And this is a live show. If you'd like to call in tonight and give your, you know, if you have a comment or you'd like to get a reading during the show, my number is 1-800-893-9562. And again, we're doing a show about being safe enough to be psychic. So let's go into this a little bit more. Knowing how to protect yourself is pretty important when you start to open up psychically, when you start to turn on your abilities. It's pretty important to be able to know that you are safe in your own space. And the only one who can know that you are safe in your space, or who can decide that, would be you. So if you're going to have your own abilities turned on and working for you, it's good to know where you're at. I know that sounds a little strange. You're like, well, I know where I'm at. I'm right here. But you may not know where you're at. You might just know where your body is, but not where your energy is. So being conscious of where your energy is, that's your energy, not the other energy, yours, makes it easy for you to protect yourself. In other words, knowing who you are and where you're at. And another way to put that is having your own space, knowing where your space is. And your space includes your body and your energy. So that includes your aura, your energy field, your spirit. And when you know where you're at and what energy is yours and what energy is not yours, you can protect yourself pretty easily. And it's something that you learn by doing. You start to look and you start to use those abilities and look and see and ask yourself, is this mine? Is this not mine? And when you can do that and also start to let go of what's not yours rather than trying to solve it, then you are also very, very safe. So sometimes people will let the energy go and realize, oh yeah, that wasn't me, and they learn from it. Or sometimes they'll forget and try to solve it before they let it go. They don't let it go, they try to fix it or solve it. And that will actually open you up to being invaded by other energy. So it's important to be able to ground yourself and let go of energy. And just kind of like how I was speaking with Lauren about grounding and letting go of energy. And that's pretty important too. I have another caller. I'd love to give another reading right now. Hello there. You're live on Psychic Every Day. It's Chris.
Hi, Chris. It's Linda.
Linda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for listening and for calling.
You're welcome.
Do you have a comment or do you have a question?
I have a question. I finally have pulled up my bootstraps and decided that I'm going to make a move, and I'm going to move from one place to another. And I'm thinking about doing that next month. And I want to know how, you were talking about grounding energy, and I want to know how I can think about grounding energy around getting a good place to live, having no fear or as little fear as possible around the move. How do I take what I feel is a very, very strong psychic intuition to move there and turn it into a good outcome?
Yeah, how to be safe taking that big step. Is this the big step?
Yes.
That we were talking about a long time ago?
Yes.
Excellent. I've been wondering about, it's funny that you came into my thoughts last week. I haven't thought about that for a really long time, but this came up and I was like, I wonder if Linda's going to do that. That's excellent. So let me take a look. And here's what I'm looking at. I mean, the intuition, first of all, the intuition you have, the picture I see is the intuition. It's represented in the picture I'm looking at is this beautiful purple iris. Like when you see the most gorgeous, perfect springtime purple iris. And that's the picture. And then, but what I see is you've been holding it since it opened, or since you became aware of it, you've been holding on to it. It's never gone away. It's always kind of been there, but it wasn't the right time yet. You were waiting and holding on to it. And so your intuition looks like you're pretty dead certain about this. And that looks great. When I look at you being able to make the move, the picture I see is it's less about grounding the place or the move or whatever, but it's more about you letting go of responsibilities here. You know, just the old connection you have into where you live now and being able to make the leap. And also the other picture is, and this may have come up with you before, it's about making sense in a rose and blowing it up. Like it's about letting go of making sense. It's also about letting go of being perfect. What if you make a mistake? What if it's not perfect? And there's a lot of you having to let go of control in order to do this. And the control you're letting go of is a control on a body level, which is your old way of being safe. You get this, where I'm going with this? Your new way of being safe, and it's been something you've been focusing on and working on for a few years now, is grounding, is your spirit, is working with your spirit. So when I look at you being safe enough to make this move, it looks to me like that's on a spiritual level, not how well you ground and control everything on the ground. So this is about you letting go of control and embracing that surrender and that trust. You don't have to control anything here. This is something you've already as a being decided, but your modus operandi in your lifetime has been control because you've been in charge and often been given, like been told, you better make sure that this doesn't fall apart. And right now you're wanting it to fall apart. You're wanting to let go and blow up the old thing, you know, release it, destroy it so you can create the new thing. So yeah. You may want to take that original picture or mock-up you created about doing this, blow it up, and recreate it in present time from present time energy. Got okay. that? Because you're in a different place than you were when you first created that. The picture still looks like you have it. You're holding on to it, but make it present time. Get a new relationship with it in present time and clear out what you thought you had to do, which is you thought you had to control it. You don't.
Okay.
You just have to have your space. You can trust that you know what you're doing. And that actually you're really got some good help here. Not from me. I mean, in general, you got some good, you can ask for help. It's good to do that.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Good luck. Let me know what you do.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Talk to you.
I will do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Excellent. That's another part of being able to be safe enough to be psychic is letting go of controlling outcomes or other situations. And don't we all try to do that? You know, it's something people just have this picture that if I'm going to be safe, I better control this whole thing or that group of people or whatever. And as we can see on the planet right now, that it's really a huge game of control going on, isn't it? And it's not that there's going to be one big winner or one big outcome. It's more about waking up spiritually to that spirit, that beauty that each of us really does have. And it's very unique for each one. I'm going to take another call right now. I have one. And who's here? You're live on air. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Kevin.
You say that again, Kevin?
Kevin.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Okay, Karen. Would you do you have a comment or do you want to have a, would you like a reading?
Yeah, actually, kind of like I was hoping if I can have some mini reading, yes.
Some, say that again?
Yes, if I can have your mini reading, you know, so.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to give you a reading. What's your question?
You know, like a lot of things are kind of like going on and kind of like that's, situation when you feel that you're on a crossroad of different things. So
yeah.
I just wanted to kind of like hear some advice, anything that you can kind of like give me in regards
yes.
of how to make right choices.
Absolutely. With the first picture I see, and it's immediate, is that you're sitting in this house and you've got all this, you've got the house like half packed up, trying to clean out old energy or old things that you want to get out of the house. But you're looking at all this and it just looks like it's complete drudgery in a way. Like it doesn't look like it feels good to be handling all this old energy. It looks like there's a lot of from the past that is still in the house and you're not letting go of it yet. And you're trying to, it's like you're waiting for a sign or for permission or for some energy to get rid of this stuff. And what I'm seeing is the thing I see that helps you get the energy moving again so it becomes easier to make those choices clearly moving forward is to stop trying to hold on to everything. It looks like there are some things that you know in your heart you want to let go of, that you want to be done with, you want to kind of destroy or be, you know, released to the past or forgive or put away or clean up. And it looks like I see that you've been keeping all these things sort of, you know, they've been taking up a lot of space. The energy. It could be old relationships. It could be people who are gone. It could be job change. I mean, everything at once. I see like all this transition in your life with your self-image and how you see yourself in relation to other people and to your responsibilities. You've got a lot of matches with the previous caller, meaning that you have some energy matches. And one of the energy matches I see that's a big one coming up is that you have often been the person kind of needing to control something or keep it safe or keep it together for other people. And it looks like you letting go of that is going to be very helpful for you moving forward. The problem is not about what choice you make. It's about whether the choice is really truly from your heart. And if it is, you really can't go wrong. So what I'm seeing is it's time to get a little honest with yourself about what you really want to do moving forward and what you know you want to let go of, even if it's a difficult thing to let go of because it was good, but now maybe it's not anymore. So you're working on a great big spiritual picture level of what do you take with you moving forward? It looks like you're still kind of being held back a little because you haven't let go of some of the stuff you're wanting to let go of in order to move forward. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Good luck. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right. I'm glad you called in, and thank you for listening tonight, Karen.
Thank you.
Okay, be well. Bye. So isn't that, that's just wonderful. I love giving readings about stuff like that. And that's pretty much something that many of us have been going through in this past, you know, we're going through a great big spiritual evolution on this planet. It's pretty big. It's pretty intense. And if you've been feeling like you've been sort of in the middle of a big intense time, you have been. You're not wrong. Just to give you a little bit of a little identification here, I am Chris Cahill. This show is called Psychic Every Day. And it's May 15th. I'm coming to you live from skidrowstudios.com. And that is real radio on the internet, by the way. And this is a show about being psychic. I am giving some readings through the show tonight. Tonight's show is about being safe while being psychic, which is one of my other favorite topics. Now here's another thing. I'll be giving a few more readings as we continue, but I'd like to talk a bit about how do you stay safe? You know, I'm giving you all this information about what is the energy you might hit, or what are some of the things that come up when you're feeling unsafe, or when you might not be knowing how to turn on your own abilities. How do you control your own abilities, and how do you stay safe? Well, there's a lot of different ways, and some of them have been coming up, but let me go into a few examples. What if you're very sensitive to other people's energies and you've been taking them on without meaning to do so? So maybe you know you've been psychic in your life, but you might avoid people and or situations because the energy is too much for you to handle. So what do you do then? How do you become safe with all of that energy? Couple things, grounding. Learn how to ground yourself and start to practice being able to know what your energy is and what it's not. And that would be grounded meditation. That's one way to do it. And really just start to notice too, what is your problem? What is your energy and what's not? Because if something you're trying to solve is really not yours or not your problem, you can never solve it. It'll just keep running around and around inside of you. And you might feel like it's running you and it hasn't been fun for you to be that sensitive. So by grounding, you can also learn how to let go. You can let go of energy that's uncomfortable, that's not happy, that doesn't feel good. Maybe you've been feeling somebody else's pain, or you've been feeling responsible, or you've been feeling, you know, problems or feeling bad things, you know, things that you find not very happy. Grounding will help you. That's a big one. It's not the only thing, but that's one really wonderful first step for you. And you can find a meditation called Grounding Yourself on my website, chriscahill.com. It is free. You can download it. It's a 20-minute little meditation guided. Listen to it and learn how to do that. Learn how to ground yourself. I have another caller here I'd love to take right now. Let's see who's here. Hi, you're live.
Hi, Chris. It's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, good to hear your voice tonight. How are you doing?
Hi, you too. I'm pretty good. How are you?
Very good. So what can I do for you tonight? Do you have any comments or you have a question?
Well, I have a question that probably could lead into a little bit of a reading. I mean, I called last week and we talked a little bit about me being psychic, and I feel like I believe all that and I get into it, and then I feel like there's fear somewhere that stops it. And so I'm just curious about that.
Excellent. Okay, you know what? I was about to talk about being responsible for every painful thing you see. But here's the other thing. I'm going to read the picture directly that I see. The picture I see is a picture of you in this really cute little hot pink bakery. And it looks like you're kind of like playing the person who runs the bakery, sort of being the actor playing the woman who owns the bakery, sort of like in, what was that beautiful, Chocolate, like how pretty that was. And but I see in this particular picture, it's much more kind of modern, pop arty, colorful, hot pink. There's all this hot pink. And I see you in this bakery, and it's real tongue in cheek, and you're playing the person making all these beautiful little, you know, pastries. But you're making them from a psychic viewpoint, sort of like all the cupcakes have, you know, little psychic symbols on them and all the, but they're fun. Like you're having fun with it. You're playing with different things. Now, when I see symbols like this, I see that you're working at a pretty high level because there's a lot of symbols involved in some things at a certain level. And I know I mentioned last week something about getting it in the body. So it looks like you're working the higher vibrations of the information at a knowing level and a spiritual level. But it looks like when you start to bring it down to earth, like when you're going to go eat those cupcakes, then it's hard to digest that because your body, you hit the energy in the body that says it's not safe. And that's not your truth. It's not your body being wrong. It's programming. And the programming I'm looking at is a picture that looks like group. It's like group identity or group energy. Not you necessarily identifying with, you know, like saying I have to match to everybody in this group. You know, you've obviously already stepped away a bit to go create the careers you're creating. But what I see is it's more about the group not being safe when you do that. Because when you step away or when you start to turn on these abilities, you get seen. Now, even if you don't know that's true yet, when you start to turn on your psychic abilities, your entire group gets seen. And it's not a problem and it's not a bad thing. But because when you start to turn that stuff on, you get seen. You get seen a lot more. Uh-huh. And that to me looks like the fear you're hitting, that you are being seen, or what if you are being seen and then all of a sudden there's other energy coming in and you don't know what to do with it. Which is why I mentioned clairvoyant training to you, because you'll learn how to deal with it in that. Because you're not, when I look at you with your abilities, you want to have them turned on, running, and using them, like to work with people, not just to have them, you know, for going to paint or something, which is, that's a very valid use of being a clairvoyant, creating art. And you already do that. But you're looking at, no, I want to use them in my work on some level. That means being seen. So the fear you hit, it's not your energy. It's not anyone trying to hurt you or harm you. It's there's a fear that, well, what if you start getting seen? Which might go along with some of the rest of the stuff you're hitting.
Okay.
So this is you getting it safe in the body, and you can. You're very capable.
Okay.
This is not an abnormal question. It's very common. Very, it comes up a lot. So it's not like you're doing anything wrong.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, cool. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
So I love how everybody times it so nicely for me. And the people who call in with their questions call in right when I'm about to talk about that same thing. So here I was talking about you being sensitive to energy and how to make it safe for yourself. And what do you do? Like, what helps be safe? And so I talked about being sensitive and taking on things without meaning to, and then, you know, things like grounding and letting go of energy can help. Forgiving is another way to do that. You know, forgiving the energy, saying, oh, you know what? That energy was really bothering me for a while, but I've decided that I'm just letting it go. I'm just going to forgive it and release it. But what just came up in the call that I just had was about being responsible or kind of matching to others. And we're people, we're human beings. We come from groups. We have family, we have friends, we have people we work with, people we care about. We need each other. We need our relationships. And that's wonderful. And being part of community or part of the tribe or part of the group, that's part of what you came in with. But then it's also really useful to know where you are in all that. What's your unique energy? What's your responsibility? What isn't? And if you can be part of, you know, a community or group, but also have your own space, you know, have your own individuality too. Know what that is. Have your space with everyone else. Have your space with the group. That makes it so much easier to have your abilities safely. Because if you are starting to really turn something on and step out and be seen more, but you're, you know, sort of feeling a little guilty because these people aren't, or maybe you're feeling responsible because those people over there are not doing well and you want to help them and all that stuff. That's, you know, human. There could be your compassion, your big juicy heart turning on. But it's harder for you to turn on your own abilities and use them neutrally, meaning without judgment, if the judgment you keep hitting is, I got to go use them for everybody else and fix everybody. That is not going to help you protect yourself. If you go into judgment that everyone needs you to help them, or you have to go heal the world. You know, I'm going to go and turn on my abilities so I can go heal everything and heal everybody. You're kind of barking up the wrong tree. It's not going to work well. If, however, you decide to heal yourself, to have your own neutrality, your non-judgment, your amusement, you'll be able to see clearly. You'll be able to have a much clearer idea of what's you, what's not you. And you'll start to heal yourself in a way that will inspire others to do their work too. And that's something else you want to know and keep in mind. You, no matter what a good healer you are, or how much of a healing power you know yourself to be, you can't heal anyone else. Only they can heal themselves. You can give healing, you can inspire it. But if you're healing yourself, that's really your first main job. If you try to heal somebody else and they don't want to be healed, it'll get in your way. And if you use your psychic abilities to figure out where all the people in pain are and go fix them, you might also start to learn that, oh, maybe some of them don't want to be fixed, but I need to fix me to heal myself. So if you can do that and know the difference between what's your energy and what's not yours, what's your responsibility and what's not yours, it's easier to have that neutrality that's required for you to see clearly. If you want to have your clairvoyance, that ability to see clearly, you want to be able to have non-judgment, not judging what you see. Whether you judge it as good or bad, or you might judge it as I need to go fix. What if you don't? What if that's actually not your job? Now, again, this is Chris Cahill, Psychic Every Day. I'm so happy to be doing a show tonight about being safe while being psychic. And the number here is 1-800-893-9562. And I have another caller. Hello there.
Hey, how are you? First time caller, first time listener.
Oh, wonderful. What's your name?
My name is John.
John, thanks for listening and for calling. Do you have a comment or do you have a question?
Well, I'm enjoying the show. I'm not sure if I understand it all, but maybe I'm not supposed to because I'm not that bright. My question is, as far as my career, can you tell me anything about that? Because I think I'm the only actor in Los Angeles, so I want to know what's going to happen with that.
Exactly. And you'll work in this town again. Well, let me take a look at that, John.
All right, great.
And, you know, one thing I've noticed is that a lot of people come here wanting to be actors. Go figure. It's amazing.
I found that out when I got here. I said, wait a minute, I'm not the only one. It's insane.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? Because my show works, the theme for tonight's show is perfect for what you're asking me right now.
Oh, good.
You're asking me about your career, but what I'm going to do is focus it from the perspective of being safe to be seen, which is some of what I was just talking about, because the kind of career you have, you better be including in your game plan and your business plan that you're safe enough to be seen, right?
Yeah,
and that's kind of important. But what I'm going to do is look at it from your abilities and what I see working for you and what I see just in terms of like just a helpful sort of next step with you kind of stepping it up with some of it.
Okay, good.
First picture I see is that, and this is not meant as a criticism. I see it as it's a picture that you may not be in present time with yourself. So here's a way of putting that. You might actually have, and it looks like you have, grown, changed, and actually gotten much more certain about certain things than you were maybe a couple of years ago or even a year ago.
And, well, I completely
agree
with that.
Even 6 months ago. So it looks like it's time to validate that. I'm glad you agree, but it looks like it's time to validate that in how you're presenting yourself, you know, whether it's through however you get your jobs, through an agent, or even looking to see, is my agent working for me, or do I need a new one, or do I need a different way of doing this? So it looks like it's time to validate. And also the other picture I see here, and this is really important, and I know you know this one, and you're very conscious of it. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. I know that
I did that yesterday. Oh my gosh, you're hitting the nail on the head.
Well, I'm glad because this is a big one like it's a big one for you. And I see this picture of you always feeling like you're the guy in the back of the line when the person in the front always gets the thing. And you're like, wait a minute, why wasn't that? So what I'm seeing is you go into sort of a self-flagellation thingy, and, you know, it's not pretty.
No.
So what I'm seeing helps you with this is like starting to really get your space with everybody else doing what they're doing. Now, a way to put that makes sense in everyday life is just this picture I see. Picture I see is you go into a big audition where it's like one of those big cattle calls and everybody shows up. And people check each other out. And I have to tell you, I'm not an actor, but my sister is. And I went to one of those with her recently. I've never been to one before in all the years that I've known her and I've been out here and my husband's an actor and all these. I've never gone to anybody's auditions. And I walked into this great big cattle call and it was like filled with people, you know, all the different types and ages. And I all of a sudden, I just felt the most uncomfortable feeling. And I'm used to handling attention points. And then all of a sudden, I realized what it was. And I turned to her and said, I've never felt so judged in all my life. Uh-huh. And she said, welcome to my world. And it was very true. And that's the picture. But it was really interesting because I kind of enjoyed it because I wanted to experience that. What does that feel like? Because it's not my world. I'm not interested in joining that world, but I see it. And I work with a lot of actors. So it was very fascinating. And so I sat in that room for the next half hour waiting for her and having people look me over and kind of decide I was either nothing or I was their problem. And it was very enjoyable, actually, because I didn't care. I was like, oh, wow, this is really interesting. So that's what I'm seeing. The picture that comes up, I haven't thought about that. That happened like a few months ago. I haven't thought about that since. But for you, it comes up, too, as you finding a way to find your amusement and have your space. You know those people you see when you go in those any audition, like the ones who just look like they are the only person in the room. Now, I don't mean the idiots on the cell phones. I'm talking about the ones who have their space. They are right with themselves, and you can't tell what's going on with them, but they have their space and they're in it. And that looks to me like your next step is start to do that. Start to find a way to do that. I've been talking about this through the show. You might have heard me say it. Learn how to ground yourself. Get some good meditation tools on if you don't have them yet. And if you want some help with that, my website has some free downloadables. It's at chriscahill.com. In the store, you'll see something called, there's a free meditation link, and there are a few there. But you learn some tools. And then practice them while you're doing the thing you're doing. And you'll be starting to notice a difference.
Yeah, I need a new manager. I know that.
So
that was really, like, I thought about it today, as a matter of fact, and yesterday. And it's funny you should say that. So
yeah, present time. Time for present time. You're not doing anything wrong. You're just needing to get into present time, create the new pictures, and you'll be amazed at what you start to create.
Oh, Chris, thank you so much.
You've been a
wonderful help. Hey, great, great show. Keep up the great work.
Well, thank you for listening. Thanks for calling, John. Have a good night.
Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
Okay, bye. I'm so glad when people call asking about things that have to do with everyday life, which everybody did. Everyone tonight, everyone's got their, you know, this is my life. How do I use this in my life every day? That's why this show is called Psychic Every Day, because every day you are psychic. So what if you woke up tomorrow and you knew firsthand, like right off the bat, hey, there's this energy and maybe maybe I like the energy I'm aware of right now, the feeling, the energy, the whatever it is, or maybe it's not something that I want to keep. And if I don't want to keep this energy, maybe I can kind of have some neutrality with it and notice that perhaps this isn't me. Perhaps it's not my problem to solve. We all get stuck when we are sensitive to energy. We take it on and then we start becoming, taking it personally or becoming its mommy or daddy. You know, in other words, being responsible for figuring it out or keeping it around and feeding it. And if it's energy that's not yours, it will tend to feel pretty uncomfortable or just not right somehow. It's just not you. So it's a pretty interesting thing. When you're trying to be safe being psychic, it's important for you to own your own space. And actually, it works really well both ways. So in my psychic training, one of the things I kept being taught over and over, that was really a big part of the training, to have my own space. This is so that I can see myself clearly, so that I can know my own energy, so that I can heal myself. It's not about running around being a psychic vending machine. And I don't see that I'm doing that. I'm looking at people and saying hello to them, but not trying to fix them. And so that's the thing that if you're running around giving away your energy, your information, your abilities, you'll end up getting full. You'll end up feeling like you're really taking a lot on. Knowing where your space is helps you a lot. And your psychic abilities are a valuable, valuable resource that you have. I'm taking one more call tonight, and I do have one here. Hello there. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Jeff.
Jeff, welcome. Thanks for calling
and
for listening.
I didn't realize I was on the air.
No, you were just there for a second. No problem. So do you have a comment or a question?
Yeah, you know, I've been out of work for a while. I've been retraining in my industry, and I'm just really at a loss as to why I'm not getting a job.
Hmm. Let me take a look at that. And I just want to ask you, where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Oh, that's where I'm from originally. Well, hello there.
I know who you are, yeah.
All right.
I'm friends with your sister.
Oh, Karis?
Yes, I used to work with Karis.
Excellent.
Yes.
That's so great. Well, I'm glad you called. So let's see. The picture I see with you in your industry, it's similar to what I read for the last person who called. There's a picture of you not quite being in present time with yourself. It looks like what you've been doing. The picture is you fell off the train, and then the train was stopped for a little bit, and you're like, okay, well, when the train gets moving again, I'm just going to jump back on. And then the train started moving again, and it was going very, very slowly at first. And you're like just taking your time, you know, walking back to it, thinking you're just going to jump on and climb on in. All of a sudden, the train picked up speed and started going. And you're like, wait! And you're running after the train trying to get back on it, and you can't get on it. But what I keep seeing is that you were really resistant to getting back on the train, you know, that you weren't necessarily excited about it. So part of you is going, well, I'm all done with that train anyway. And then the other part of you is, and please excuse this unflattering picture, but the picture is you're like having a tantrum, crying and banging your hands on your fists on the ground going, I want to get back on the train. And it's not. Yeah. And you're having a hard time with that. But what I see is that was you, the being, you know, your spirit saying, come on, let's go do something else. And the thing I see with all of this, too, and perhaps you know this already, but you are a healer. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a pretty amazing healer, but you haven't had, you've been the kind of out of control healer. And you can change that. You can.
Out of control healer.
Yes, out of control healer, the one who's always healing people and taking it on. Now I don't mean that you're not a good healer, but it looks like you take on energy and you've got a big, compassionate, fuzzy heart and all good stuff. But it looks like what you're trying to wake up to now for yourself is not about climbing back into that industry. That it looks like even the only reason you're trying to get back in there is because you're afraid, because you want a paycheck and you're terrified. On the other hand, your energy is like, I am so bored. I don't even have the energy to muster up to be there. I'm so sick of it. So the truth
looks... Let me tell you something. You are so right on.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that this is giving you a hello, because you can do something different, but it looks like it has to do with you, first of all, letting go of the old image of what you think you're supposed to do. And I keep seeing your father's energy, kind of like a letting go of rules or... not that he's, you know, trying to do anything bad. It's just simply the picture is letting go of an old kind of that rules or what it should be or trying to not disappoint on some level. Old energy, not even present time. And it looks like you really working with getting your own spirit, you know, your own spiritual house in order. That's you. This is going to make a big difference for you taking a step. Do you know that you live in a city that has the best clairvoyant school I've ever known? And it's the one I went to. Yep. It's on Clark Street. It's at Roscoe and Clark. It's called Envision. Look it up. It's a great school. Just go check it out. Even if you just went there and went to a meditation or a healing hour or something, I think you might want to go experience that place.
Okay.
It's pretty brilliant because you'll get a hello there in the body in person that will really blow your mind and might show you some new steps.
I'm getting it now.
Good.
So
good.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were amazingly right on.
Well, I'm glad to say hello to you. Now, your spiritual growth is your next step. Don't worry about the career right now. Work on you.
Okay.
You are your career right now. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Tell my sister I said hi.
I will.
Okay. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye, Chris.
Bye-bye. How lovely. We've just got a few minutes left in tonight's show. I do want to say a couple things before I sign off for the evening. So I've been talking about being psychic and being safe enough to be psychic. And, you know, I've gotten a lot of good examples tonight from the callers and from just the information I've been talking about. A few things I want to mention. So I've been going over some of the abilities and, you know, that you can have and just what can happen with those and how you can work with them and all the rest of it. I want to go over a small list again of what you can do to help yourself be safe in your own body and have your own abilities. Now, here's why you want to be in your body when you have your own psychic abilities. Because people often think of psychic abilities and, you know, they're kind of like out there, or psychics are really out there. Actually, the best psychics I know are in here, in their bodies, each one of them. And the clairvoyant training I did, that was what it was about. Get in your body, get in your space. When you take those abilities that can be way out there and at a pretty high level, and they're brilliant, it's so much fun to have all that, but it's not real if it stays out there. You don't get to use it. You don't get to have it. You don't get to heal yourself with it. So you start to bring that stuff in. And when you start to bring it in and ground it into reality, you know, like, for example, having grounding on your body, grounding on yourself. Grounding yourself makes it safe to do everything else that we were talking about tonight. Grounding on your body makes it safe to let go of energy that you might have become conscious of while being psychic, you know, noticing some energy, and you're getting it on an energy level, on a psychic level, and it's not fun energy, or it's painful. It might be that you're seeing somebody's energy and you can see the pain they're in, and it's really hard to look at that pain. And then if you go into the responsibility, then all of a sudden you're holding on to the pain and you're trying to figure it out and solve it for them. And all of a sudden, before you know it, you don't feel very good. I'm like, ooh, I don't like that. I don't think I'm going to be psychic. It doesn't feel very good. Well, no, it's not being psychic that doesn't feel good. I love being psychic. It's actually really fun. It's the holding on to the pain that you can't solve that doesn't make you feel good. So when you're grounding and having a way to release that energy safely, then you're not holding on to it anymore. You're not hurting anybody else. You're actually making it easier for you to be well and to heal yourself with your own abilities, which is what they're there for, by the way. So there's grounding. Neutrality is another one that I went into tonight. Neutrality, non-judgment. And that is when you can see clearly or have more of an awareness of everything on a very clear level that's unfiltered by any judgment, unclouded by judgment about what you should be seeing, what you should be feeling, what you should be experiencing. And it's more from the perspective of, here I am in my space, and let me just notice what is true for me right now in this moment, present time. That's pretty big. Amusement, letting go, forgiveness, being able to drop things that are not you, protecting your own space, and knowing where you're at. So all of those things are very important to be able to have your own abilities. I'm Chris Cahill, signing off for tonight. This show is Psychic Every Day. Thank you, everyone who was listening to the show and people calling in. I really appreciate it. You can find my show at iTunes as a free podcast, and please subscribe. And would you also, if you like my show, please go leave me a review on iTunes. It really, really helps my show a lot. And I want to also thank Skid Row Studios and Mindy Jorgensen, the ever lovely Mindy Jorgensen, who's on the boards tonight. Thank you. You can also find me at chriscahill.com. I have a website with a lot of information about my show, about, you know, grounding and classes and my readings and all the rest of what I do. You can also find me at psychiceveryday.com. And I have a lot of articles on that blog about psychic energy and meditation and clairvoyance and all the rest of it. And you can find me here again next Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific time. I will be coming to you with another live show. So thank you, everyone. I also want to thank one more person, Amadeus Baj, for her beautiful intro and outgoing music that I use for my show. Thank you, Baj. All right. Good night, everybody. Have a really fun week.